The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom, Racha. We're going for various reasons. The Torah does not speak as a reward for doing mitzvahs. Noinim Havel. And now, the Chesavot has a very shocking explanation. Next explanation is based on a pasuk, L'cho Hashem Chesed, K'yata M'sham K'yishkim HaSeyu. Hashem is doing Chesed, he's doing a Chesed to us by the fact that he pays us for the mitzvahs we do. Now, his question is, it's a chesed. If you don't do anything, you get. But if you did the mitzvahs, then you should be deserving of reward. It shouldn't be just a chesed. He explains it's not true. Because a person would pay attention to a tremendous amount of chesedim and tovus that Hashem does for him every second of his life, from the creation of himself, developing from came out nothing, into such a complex individual, and the years of being a baby and a child and a young adult. Every second of our lives, Hashem is giving us so many chasodim that all the mitzvahs we do are not enough to pay back for what we receive. We're using, when we do a mitzvah, we're using that which we have received in a proper fashion. Hashem doesn't owe anything to us. We have not stolen it from Hashem, even according to his instructions. But he gave it to us. Anyway, that's what he says. So it doesn't say that Shechar Noel Hava because Shechar Noel Hava is so great that all the mitzvahs we do are not enough to pay for that greater level. Even so, Hashem gives it to us derech hachesed. So since primarily Olam Haba is not something that we earned and deserve, Hashem kilo owes it to us. It's a gift from Hashem. Therefore, so I mentioned in the Torah this type of schar.
Kol HaLashon.
He does say, Rav Yisrael is an amazing thing. There's one type of person, Hashem owes him the Olam Haba. He deserves it. That's the person who's mechazik of the Jews. Because all the mitzvahs I do in respect to myself is I receive something, I'm using it right. No net gain for Hashem. But if I, aside from using it right for myself, I get somebody else to do the right thing. I activate somebody else to give Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm adding something more than I just received for myself. And that person is deserving of Olam Haba. We're living in times, there's so much confusion in the world, so much need of chizuk in every person, every place, every time. We have so many opportunities to get to Olam Haba b'schus. I'm not talking about just going to open up a Kiruv movement, but going to Tel Aviv to Makav Jews. It's everybody in his own house, and in his own shul, and those Talmudamas, so many people just saying a nice word to somebody, making him feel good, making him feel that he's worth something. Thinking about the other person, it's hard to know and what a profound effect it can have. Yeshiva Bochum come back from Yeshiva, so we always come back, while they're home, but whatever it is, they get a nice word from the families, those are close to them. Makes them feel good. It gives them the strength to continue. I know somebody, when he was younger, he was struggling. And one person came up to him and made some comments about how special he is and how good he is. It changed his whole attitude around, and now this person is tremendous tzaddik and a mabit Torah. So that one word that this person gave him a chizik was at the right time, and it changed his whole life around. So take advantage of the opportunities we have. Shem Yizreicha, Olam Hava, B'din, not just B'chesed, but the fact that we have chizik those around us, with our acts, with our words, with our feelings. Can you hear us?
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.